Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of each new day. We thank you for the gifts that you shower down upon us. We thank you for giving us a true identity in your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that His name is now our name. And we rejoice with the forgiveness, life, and salvation that that name brings to us. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. 347. 1, page 151. Page 151, please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you see will suddenly come to his temple. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare His ways, to give knowledge of salvation to His people, in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Almighty God, through John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, you once proclaimed salvation. Now, grant that we may know this salvation and serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist is written in Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Continue with our gradual, we speak it together.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Behold,
the second reading is written in Acts chapter 13. Now Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga and Pamphylia. And John left them and returned to Jerusalem, but they went on from Perga and came to Antioch in Pisidia. And on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent a message to them saying, "Brothers, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say it." So Paul stood up and, motioning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt, and with uplifted arm he led them out of it. And for about 40 years he put up with them in the wilderness. And after destroying 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance. All this took about 450 years. And after that he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, 'I have found in David the son of Jesse a man after my heart, who will do all my will. Of this man's offspring God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Before his coming, John had proclaimed a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his course, he said, "What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but behold, after me one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie. Brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our Alleluia and verse. We stand for the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the 8th day they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea, and all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" The hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high,
to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. This is the Gospel of the Lord. We continue with hymn 346. You may be seated.
Love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, the gospel reading that we had just a moment ago, especially these words. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about all through the country of Judea, and all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" So So far our text. What then will this child be? How many times don't a mother and father, when they find out the good news that they're going to have a baby, what then will this child be? Will it be a boy? Will it be a girl? Still waiting for a Clint or Clinton Tina here in the congregation. What then will this child be? How often aren't little children asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And we hear all kinds of wonderful, amazing, sometimes shocking answers. We're talking here about an identity. An identity that is so often wrapped up not only in a name, but also in what a person does or accomplishes or achieves. There's a lot of talk about identity in our world today, and it has become very, very popular to self-identify. So I have decided that I'm going to self-identify as a young, handsome, rich, retired... Silly, isn't it? You can self-identify all you want. But we are who we are. The question really is then, who are we? Who are we? In what or in who do we have our identity? Zechariah had his identity in his name and in his profession. He was a priest. It was a great high honor for the priest. The priest would work in the temple, offering up prayers and sacrifices. Zechariah was a man of God. He and his wife Elizabeth, righteous in the Lord's sight, as we read just a few verses earlier in Luke chapter 1. Good, holy people, but they had a problem. Elizabeth was barren. How often our identity is wrapped up in and through our children. And for Zechariah and Elizabeth, there was something missing. Their identity was lacking. One day as Zechariah worked in the temple, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. An angel with a message. The Lord has heard your prayers. Your wife will conceive. You will have a son. Don't worry about the name. His name will be John. And don't worry about what his job will be, because the Lord has already given him a job. He will be one. He will be great. He will be the forerunner. He will proclaim and prepare the way for the Savior of the world. You would have thought that Zechariah would have been ecstatic at this news. But instead, he doubted God. He questioned the Word of God. He couldn't hear the good news because of his unbelief. And the angel said, okay, you will be silent. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a man who has his identity, his living, his livelihood in speaking the Word of God, speaking prayers, speaking to and for the people of God? Immediately, his voice was taken away from him. When he came out, everybody knew something was going on because of the gestures and gyrations that he made. He must have seen a vision. But Zechariah could not talk. When his time of service in the temple was over, he went home. And guess what? Zechariah and Elizabeth made a baby. It's a miracle. God's Word. God's Word is true. The message proclaimed to Zechariah, not only about this miraculous birth, but also the identity and the job and the mission of the child that would be born to them, sure and certain. You can imagine how the conversation must have gone back and forth between Zechariah and Elizabeth. If she couldn't get the word, last word in before, she certainly could now. How he communicated all these events to his wife, we do not know. But he did. The baby was born. According to custom, the identity of the son, the firstborn son, is wrapped up in the dad. His name certainly will be Zechariah, Zechariah Jr. Elizabeth says, no, John. John will be his name. Well, we're not going to listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about. So they talk to Zechariah. He gestures some more, asks for a writing tablet. His name is John. The Word of God through the angel brought Zechariah to repentance and belief. Certainly the God who could cause His barren woman, well, wife, to be with child was powerful enough to keep His Word with regard to the Savior of the world. John's born. Zechariah and Elizabeth kind of fade away out of the story of the Gospels. But not before Zechariah, with his newfound voice, after 9 months of silence, all he can do is praise God. And the words of his praise are shocking. Imagine if you had been without voice for 9 months or some other malady for a long period of time and now all of a sudden it's back. Wouldn't the first words out of your mouth be, "Thank you, God, for giving me back my voice, allowing me to walk, allowing me to hear"? The identity of Zechariah is sure and certain. It's not in his name. It's not in his job or in his profession. His identity is in his Savior. Hear the words that we sing often in our matins service. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. For He has visited and redeemed His people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of His servant David, as He spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant, the oath that He swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hands of our enemies, might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all our days. On and on and on, the thanksgiving and the praise are to God, to deliverance, forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is Zechariah's identity. This he has learned. And now he is free to praise God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God who keeps His Word, the God who delivers us from our enemy, and the greatest enemy of all is death, the God who sends a Savior. And then, oh, by the way, yes, thank you for the Son. And you, child. That's it for John. And you, child. And then Zechariah goes on to praise God and proclaim the mission of this son, this child, this John, to pave the way for the Savior of the world, the one who will bring about the forgiveness of sins. My friends, Zechariah learned that identity question the hard way. And we do too. How often don't we wrap up our identity in our name, our reputation, our work, our pocketbook, our lineage? We can go on and on and on about all the things that are not bad until they replace God in our life. My friends, you don't need to self-identify. You don't need a course, a 12-step program in self-esteem. Your identity, your certainty, your forgiveness, your salvation, your life is in Jesus Christ. The fulfillment of the promises that we just heard. The one to whom John the Baptist would grow up and say, "Hey, looky there! Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God who takes away your sin." God takes that forgiveness, that life, and that salvation, Good Friday and Easter, and He delivers it to you in the baptismal font, putting His name and His identity on you and in you. Self-esteem? Okay. Christ-esteem? Yes, that is yours in Christ Jesus. That is your esteem. That is your identity. That is your life and your salvation. And you know, when we realize that our identity isn't in our reputation or our work or our children or anything else, we're free. We're free. We're free to live the life that God has given us in whatever calling or vocation God places us, with whatever gifts, talents, and abilities He gives us. We are free to love God and to serve one another. We're not worried about our identity because we know where it is in Christ Jesus, today, tomorrow, forever. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our name, our identity in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we confess the faith that has been given to us. We confess using the words of the Nicene Creed. Page 158. Please stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day He rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, visiting and redeeming us, bringing to us the forgiveness of sins through his perfect life, obedient death, and glorious resurrection. Heavenly Father, may we ever be grateful for this forgiveness, full and free. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us an identity, sure and certain, in the forgiveness of sins. Help us to remember our baptism daily, drowning and dying there with all of our passions and lusts and evil desires, and coming forth a new man, a new woman, ready to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, there are many in our world who are struggling with their identity. Heavenly Father, graciously relieve them from their worry, their guilt, their shame, their burden. Give your word free course, that they would hear your word, realize who they are, sinners, and who you are, a God who loves and saves sinners by sending your Son. Heavenly Father, use us as a congregation. Use our church body corporately. Bless all those who are in mission, wherever they are, at home and abroad, so that this good news, this identity-giving gospel, would go forth to the four corners of the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, be with all those who are sick or suffering this day. We ask for a special measure of your healing touch to Bonnie Gass, who has been hospitalized, now is at Tabitha. Heavenly Father, reach out your healing hand to her. Give her grace in the midst of her affliction. And if it be your will, Lord, heal her completely. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, bless all those who come at your invitation to receive the very body and blood of your Son Jesus in and under bread and wine for the forgiveness of sins. Bless us with repentant hearts that truly see your presence among us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row. Sign your name, please. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio. We pray that your identity would be in Christ Jesus, crucified and risen for you. The offertory, page 159, What Shall I Render to the Lord? Please stand. Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Continue with the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. We stand. Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Hymn 349. Please be seated. Of Jesus. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes if you haven't done so already. All the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. We'll be hosting NLCS tomorrow, and must have the new devotional Higher Things devotional books done. They weren't done when church started, so that's a good thing. So those are there. NLCS tomorrow, Pastor Hale from Omaha will be here and continuing the presentations on his soon-to-be-published book. So it should be a good day. Also, we have Voters Assembly coming up on next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. And so everybody's invited for that. Lifelight tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Bible study tonight after church. Continuing a look at 1 John chapter 3. Any choir stuff tonight, Connie? Choir upstairs in the balcony for the special summer choir stuff we're doing? Okay. Anything else? I think that's all. Have a great day in the name and identity of Jesus. Amen.